It's just another New Year's Eve, one like all the rest. You know, every morning, I think of that song when I run to the toilet and my balls drop.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Man, I've already played that. Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 26th of December, 2022. In the, y'all wouldn't believe it if I were making it up, even, year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVeitria Parton. I am your host, one of your hosts, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And with me is the...
Maybe that can be a New Year's resolution to get it right.
Let's not.
You know, those are broken immediately. So.
Right. And with me is the I've dressed up because I was out and about one himself. Y'all, it's Big Fatty.
Oh, hi. I'm surprised hi, you Big didn't Fatty. Have a water splash
well,
sound effect after the opening.
I was hoping that we had one of those, but we don't. So, merry day after Crema, everybody. Happy
Boxing
Day.
Day.
Pop, 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 pow. Boom, cha. Whatever the Batman, you know, with the Batman when they hit and it was like, boom. Like, crash. Like, whatever. Yeah. Hi, Big Fatty. Merry Crema.
Hi.
Now, y'all,
well,
I did
merry
not talk
Crema to you.
I did not talk to the fat one on Crema Day. There was talk of recording, and we did not. And but you may say, but
you know, I didn't think about it until I got in the bed last night. And I went, oh, we didn't record.
Well, I thought about it, y'all. You would not believe my week if I told you how it went.
Well, why don't you try us? Just
well,
tell us,
y'all. It was a week, y'all. I was off all week, so I had a lovely week and was just kind of catching up and getting some things done. Y'all, I got all my Crema shopping done. I was so excited, and
ooh.
And on Thursday morning, I ran to the Total Wine. The Jar and I had some plans on Friday, on the 23rd. And, of course, we had some Crema night plans. But so I got us a bottle of wine for the 23rd. We were going to have our, you know, whatever. Y'all, I bought the shitty wine for my family members that I don't really know. So I just bought the crappy gift boxes and... you know, packaged up some pretzels for Big Fatty. So took him some of...
Yes, y'all, the Joanne's pretzels this year are just beyond.
They are delicious, aren't they? They are.
They are.
Y'all, I'd gone to the Lidl, and I was going to get the ingredients to make the Joanne's pretzels at the Lidl, and they had the stuff, but then they also had these pretzels called Butter Crunchers. Y'all, I'm going to tell you. Those pretzels were delicious before I Joanned them. And y'all, I put the some special seasoning. Y'all, it's a tomato-based dry seasoning on the Joanne's pretzels. Y'all, they were delicious. So I think the jars...
Is this recipe recommendation time?
It's recipe recommendation time. Yeah, anyway.
Well, I can send you the bumper if you
right,
need it.
Right. Just, yeah. But you know, whip those up. Y'all, I think the jar has eaten a whole gallon bag of them already. And,
yes. And y'all, and he didn't even notice that he had eaten them.
Oh, right. Much like on Crema Day, I was like, are there any Big Fatty salty nuts around here still? And he was like, And I was like, Noted. Okay, so speaking of the jar, he's texted, but y'all,
oh,
was leaving.
What did he have to say?
Well, I think
don't. Oh, he said, "Don't read this on the show."
No, it's a TikTok. He sent me a TikTok, but y'all.
Oh, he's sending you the TikTok. Well, he's dancing cat.
He's. I don't know. I'm not going to click on it until we're done with the show. But y'all, he's opening a hibachi restaurant. Anyway, I'll tell you that story later. But y'all, I was leaving the Total Wine, and it was a lot of traffic, and I was looking for the things that go over your outside hose bibs, your faucets outside, because y'all,
yes.
We were having Arctic
yes.
tundra weather. And
yes.
so I spent the next 4 hours trying to find those. Never did. Luckily, the jar found them in the monk's corner the next day and got me a couple. But y'all, called the Hatterina because I was going to be sitting in traffic, getting into the Lowells, this, that, and the other, whatever. And she said, well, I said, well, how are you? This is on the morning of the 22nd.
Okay,
and I said,
well, been Thursday.
And I said, well, how you doing? How are you? Are you ready for Christmas? Well, I'm okay, but your father has COVID. And I said, so you have COVID too? Well, no, I'm fine. But I guess this means Christmas is canceled. Y'all, I had just spent an awful lot of money buying shit gifts for people I don't even know. And so, y'all, I did...
You turned right around and went right back to the Total Wine.
Returned. Because it's like $60 worth of crappy wine. And so, returned right. that shit. Changed all of the Kroma plans, of course. So I texted the jar and I said, well, since you're stuck in the Charlestons, because y'all, the jar is from the Arctic nether region. So he had not planned to go home to save a little bit of cash on this first Kroma here in Charleston. But y'all, he couldn't have gotten there.
Cash money he was trying to say?
He was, so he would not have to run to the ATM machine. But y'all, wouldn't have mattered because he couldn't have gotten there or back anyway. So because... all those flights were canceled. So
I didn't know they had flights to the ATM machine.
Right. So all the flights to the upstate New York were, of course, not available. So it wouldn't have mattered even and whatever. So he said, oh, we can just have Christmas, y'all. So I called the Hatterina on Friday and said, I'm just checking in. And, oh, I have the COVID too. So... Y'all, the Hatterina has the COVID, so there was no Vader family crema this year, but y'all, that's okay.
So there were no special crema day cinnamon rolls then?
There were not, but y'all, I'm reporting, I have not spoken with the Hats on Monday the 26th as we record this, but I spoke to them crema night, and they were doing okay. They're both taking the antivirals, you know, the anti-COVID medicines, and so they're okay.
Are those administered rectally?
Yeah, I think they are. Y'all, okay. She was telling me about them. Y'all, I don't know which one they're taking, but it's four pills twice a day just for these.
Lord.
And apparently they're large capsules. So eight capsules a day of these things. So anyway, but it's helping and they're doing okay. Of course, they probably got it at the hospital or the doctor or with one of the home health. They did report and they wanted me to report.
Yes.
That they had their mask on at all times. So.
At home?
Not once they got COVID, but when people were coming and going from the house, but that a lot of people didn't wear them. And so anyway, they were a little disappointed, but that's okay. We'll do crema later. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Starting Friday night, y'all, the jar came over. He thought I was absolutely crazy. Y'all, when I say that it was cold Saturday morning, it was... you could not... We woke up. He stayed Friday night at my
place.
Wait
a minute. You got to back up. You got to back up because you came over here Friday night.
Oh, that's... No, we came over there Saturday night. Christmas Eve.
You came Friday night and Saturday night.
Did we come Friday night? That's when we brought the Joanne's pretzels.
Right. And
right.
You, You picked up the supplies that I had.
Ah, yes. I forgot about that. They're in my trunk. I need to return them. Y'all, Big Fatty had some extra piping supplies. Now, turns out, you know, anyway, turns out Big Fatty should have kept those, we'll just say. But y'all came home. Y'all, that would have been Thursday, because Friday night's when it was so cold. We must have come over Thursday night. And brought you the Joann's pretzels. Because Friday we got out there. Now I will report the pipes were okay. Y'all had to drip the one in the back, and y'all, I created an ice skating rink. I was dripping it into a bucket, but you know, the bucket filled up overnight. So then it was dripping out, y'all. It was a mess. But nothing froze here, but y'all, the furnace fucking ran nonstop. Because
the hobos had a little a Christmas cheer skating out there.
Yeah. Well, I left the laundry room door open. And y'all, my laundry room isn't well insulated, but I left it open because that's where all the pipes are. So it did work. However, yeah, the jar and I are laying in bed. We had the vents turned off in the boudoir up here in the Vader family bedroom. But it did not matter. Y'all, we had the fan blowing on us. It was so hot upstairs that we had a fan in the hallway blowing the air back downstairs trying to whatever. Ooh, but we made it. And Kerma Eve was lovely. Y'all, the jar made me dinner. And and then we brought a little over to Big Fatty because he was worried about Big Fatty. Now, did you eat it?
I haven't had it yet, but that's... Well, I hadn't had a chance.
Very busy. Yeah. Well, it's spicy, but it's delicious. It's a it's a Syracuse, a Rochester, New York specialty. It's called a garbage plate. So delicious. And thought of Big Fatty immediately. He's like, "Oh, see if Big Fatty wants some." So we ran over there on Kerma Eve. But y'all,
he sends me a text. Do you have food?
Well, I was
yes,
worried.
I have food. Checking on the elderly. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You know, let's check on the plants and bring the elderly.
Well, y'all, I FaceTimed Big Fatty on Kerma Eve morning after the jar had gone home to check on his place. And y'all, he was out power walking in his scarf. And I said, "Dear Lord, I've forgotten to bring in the elderly." He was out on a nipple walk, but yeah.
One other thing, when they came over Thursday night, it was chilly.
It was. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. It was cold Thursday night. Not 17, but cold. Y'all, I was dressed like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Right. And the jar had on shorts.
Correct. And a t-shirt. It gets better.
I said, "Do not let me see you in this weather again with short pants on."
It's true. But y'all, we were laying on the bed watching a Kerma movie on Saturday night at the Jars, just because, you know, like, we didn't know what we were really. We'd opened a couple of gifts. We'd saved the big ones for Kerma Day. Y'all, the pantry at the Jars, y'all, it has the same insulation that a 1992 Honda Accord does. Y'all, I was fully clothed, wearing a flannel shirt, you know, jeans, socks, could not feel my face. And I said, I am too old for this. And he said, "I understand." So did not stay at the Jar. I was like, "I cannot sleep like this. I won't make it through the night."
And he was in shorts and barefooted, right?
I think he was in his underpants. Yes.
Oh,
okay. So I was just like,
overdressed is what you're saying.
Correct. And I was just like, y'all, I had put some towels up under the window, but y'all, it was just everywhere. And it's not the Jar's fault. I mean, it's just, Charleston is not built for that. But anyway, Kerma Day, y'all, it was lovely. The Jar and I had some lunch.
Wait a minute, y'all came by here, Kerma
Eve, and brought the
and then y'all were heading up to the homosexual establishment.
Y'all, it was too cold.
we probably got about
100 feet from the car, and I was like, no. I was like, "I can't do this. I'm sorry." And he was like, "Nope, totally agree. It's way too cold." And of course he had on like a t-shirt, you know, or whatever. And
he looked like a lumberjack. He had on jeans and a lumberjack or a lesbian, one of the two.
Right, right.
You know what? Had he been a lesbian, he would have been a handsome lady.
Right, right, exactly. But yeah, he had on jeans and I think it was just a red flannel shirt. But y'all, we then walked over to, there's a brewery very near the pantry. But y'all, they had closed at 4 o'clock. And then there was another bar between there and the pantry. Because he was like, do you want to just walk to the mill? And I said, I looked down the street, y'all. The street's called Sproul Avenue. And I looked down Sproul and I said, that's a long way. I was like, I'm sorry. And he's like, we can drive. And I was like, nah. So we stopped at this other bar, but it was just wall-to-wall people. And I was like, meh, no thanks. So, yeah, that's when we ended up watching a movie and I got cold. And so, yeah. Chroma Day was lovely. We had some lunch. We opened some gifts. We played a card game. And then we went to, the Madra Rua. They were opening at noon on Chroma Day. So it was about 2:30, 3 o'clock. We went over there. Y'all, we had the best time. We just had a beverage and just chatted with people. And then the jar said, you're going to think I'm crazy. And Big Fatty doesn't know this, but it's not going to surprise him. And I said, well, I do think you're a little bit crazy sometimes. Why? And he said, my grandfather moved to San Diego. On his first Christmas there, he went to the beach. And I said, that's lovely.
No, ma'am.
And he said, what if, and I said, I'm not volunteering to drive you to the beach. Well, I'll drive. And I said, all right. Like, I mean, I could tell he really wanted to do it. So y'all, I pulled out every scarf. I didn't have a hat with me, of course. And so of course, it turns out there was one in my back seat, but y'all, we went over to the pantry, got the jar mobile. And off we went to the Sullivan's Island. So along the way, I texted the new mother, and I said, hey, is Dunleavy's on Sullivan's open today? Do you know? We'll just have dinner there, blah, 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 and I'm going to need a drink after this. Oh, yeah, it's open. Y'all, it wasn't open. Y'all, not only did we go to the beach, and I was wrapped up. I mean, there's a photo. I look completely ridiculous, and I still couldn't feel my face because the wind was blowing, and it was probably 25 degrees at the time.
Did y'all do naughty things in the sand dunes?
No, he went and got in the ocean.
Oh, my God.
And there was this couple walking by, because, that's a thing here. You go on a beach walk on Christmas Day, Chroma Day, and they were like, oh, did you lose a bet? And I was like, that's the only one. Anyway, but y'all, we got him dried off. We went back, and then I was like, okay, well, we got to go to the Vader family compound because it's too cold in the pantry. So y'all, we watched another Chroma movie, and he was in charge of the Chinese food for dinner. There is enough Chinese food in my refrigerator after two meals of it to feed 10 more people.
Oh.
So we did that, and y'all, he was very gassy. And then...
Well, fits right in at the Vader family compound.
Right. And then, y'all, he could not stay awake, so put him to bed, and then I went to bed a little bit later, and now it's the day after Chroma. So that was my Chroma, everybody.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, you were not revealing what you were going to get the jar for Chroma.
That's right, just in case he heard it. Yeah, I didn't get him anything. I got him some stuff for his kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really get him anything special. I got him some stuff for his kitchen that he desperately needed, even though he didn't know that he did. Y'all, he loves these soaps. They're these handmade soaps, bars of soap that, smell like their names like Commando and Astonishing or whatever. I don't remember the names, but I'd gone and gotten some of those. And then I got him, his big gift was something that I knew he really wanted. And I was so proud of myself. Y'all, I got him the Sonicare toothbrush, the whole big set, and because I knew he would appreciate that. Y'all, walked in his bathroom on Christmas Eve, and I was washing my hands. I looked down, and I said, oh, you got a new toothbrush. And he said, oh, yeah, I just got it. And I said, great. So on Chroma Day, I was like, look, I was like, I mean, I'm not going to say that yours isn't nice, but I will say that the one I got you is much better. So maybe you just want to save that one for travel. I was like, or I can return it and get you something else. So, and then we also, he's got his second Chroma gift coming direct to him. Y'all, it's delayed. It's from the Fort Trough. So, but that's more of a us gift than a jar gift. So,
was it anyway, a $99 special?
It was not on sale. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
Did it include free shipping?
It did, which is probably why it's still not here. And I ordered it almost 3 weeks ago now. So, anyway,
that's the only thing that's on sale at has free shipping at Fort Trough right now is the giant, portable sling with the, bonus fuck machine or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, we did not. That is not what the surprise is. So anyway. So that was our Kerman.
Is it a special chair?
No, he would love a special chair, but no. Oh. It's not a special chair. And he's going to kill me now. So anyway. So did that, y'all. Miss Prune, her toe beans were just frigid. She, for Kerma, I got her salmon treats. Y'all, she's my new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's never had a salmon treat before. And the jar said, oh, she doesn't like those. Y'all, eating out of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So
anyway. Now we've heard what you gave the jar. What did he give you?
Equally nice things, probably a little bit more thought. He got us this card game. It that was kind of the us thing. It was a card game, and it's just like, it's kind of like Trivial Pursuit, or not Trivial Pursuit. What is it where you put the card, you put it on your head or whatever, and you have the other person has to answer that one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but it's for the guzz. And he got me, y'all. He found an artist here locally who drew me some Golden Girls art. Mm-hmm. And that had nothing. It has everything to do with the Golden Girls, but there's an inside joke with the two of us, so that's why he did that. He listened. He's such a nice guy. But back in September, we were shopping and I saw something and I almost bought it. And I was like, it's just a travel, like a toiletry bag, because mine was so ugly and beat up. And this was the new model of it, but it was a little pricey. And I was just like, I don't know. But he got me that and filled it full of all sorts of goodies. And
was it salmon treats?
No, well, right.
Oh, okay.
I was feeding him some nuts and bolts, and I was like, are you gonna eat this out of my hand like Miss Prune does? I was like, did Big Fatty give you your version of salmon treats? And
he did like the. He did like the nuts and bolts.
He did. He did. And something else.
And then I pulled some out coffee. The pecans, and he's like, oh, these are good too.
Well, yeah, when I was asking about the pecans, he's like, no, I haven't eaten those. He's like, they're just too much. And I went to grab the bag and I was like, oh, you haven't eaten those? Oh, I did like those. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that day after Kerma game where Big Fatty gives me the names of people born on this day, and I tell you who they are, the easy part, and of course, if they're dead or alive. Big Fatty, who you got for us on December 26th?
All right, first up is Chris Daughtry.
Chris Daughtry is alive, though his career is dead. He is a musician, and I believe he got his start on The American's Idol.
You are correct. Chris Daughtry is a musician and did get his start on The American's Idol. So how about that? You give yourself a big old ding-ding for that one. All right, never mind. All right. Yeah. Steve Allen.
Steve Allen is alive and kind of random here, but he's an actor. He's the brother of course, Tim Allen from The Home Improvement, right. And comedian. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, Steve Allen was an American comedian and composer, dead as a doornail, has been for 22 years. And he was the very first host of The Tonight Show.
Oh, everyone remembers that.
Right. Okay. All right. All right. How about, well, where'd it go? Alan King.
Alan King. He is alive, mm-hmm. and he's
Where
ancient.
Where do we
know him from? He was actually another quiz program host. He was the announcer on the original Password.
Alan King was a comedian.
Oh.
Dead as a doornail. Oh. And that's how you know him.
Okay.
All right.
Because he's
Phil's,
dead.
Yes, he's dead. Phil Spector.
Phil Spector. I believe he is alive, though barely. But he is a music producer, a manager, something like that. You may know him from, I believe, the Jackson 5 and other groups like
okay.
that.
Okay, well, Phil Spector was indeed a record producer, but he's dead.
Oh.
And he was also a convicted murderer.
Well, right, right. That I did know. That I did know. Y'all, have you seen that Miss Whitney Houston movie yet? I haven't because I don't want to tarnish her reputation. All right.
Oh.
Do you have one more?
Have we got time for one more?
I think we can squeeze one more in on this fabulous day after Christmas.
Yes. Okay. In honor of those that love a box on Boxing Day.
Ooh.
Kitty Dukakis.
Kitty Dukakis. I would guess is dead.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I know she's dead. And uh-huh. you would have better known her by her stage name, which uh-huh. was Olympia Dukakis.
Olympia so, Dukakis. Mm-hmm. Kitty Dukakis is alive.
Oh.
And she is the wife of Michael Dukakis, who was the governor of Massachusetts. And also, under her claims to fame, she was a substance abuser.
Not a lot of born on the day after Krema that yeah, to choose from was
a,
there.
Not a whole lot of good there. By the way, speaking of good, I was notified this afternoon by the UPS, you know, the ups,
right?
That I have a package arriving tomorrow. I don't know who it's from, but it was sent from See's Candies.
Lord, more See's Candies.
Yes, how about that?
Well, I'll have to, you know, the jar and I'll have to just stop by to check on
stop
the Elroy.
Stop by for a See's right. Candies.
I bet the jar has never had a See's Candy.
I'm sure he hasn't. So, you know what else he hadn't had?
What?
Big Fatty's Little Ham Biscuits.
Oh, there's that. There's that. Y'all, I opened Big Fatty gave us a little takeaway boxes, little giftette boxes when we were there. And I was like, y'all, I better uh-huh. check this to make sure there are no little ham biscuits in here to be. Well, there weren't. But y'all, Big Fatty had put some toffee sticks in there.
Uh-huh.
And so I was looking through the box in the jar's kitchen, and he was like, is that coconut-covered cat shit? And I was like,
it is.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I was like, if you don't want yours, I'll just
take those. Christmas tradition.
Right. At the villa. Mm-hmm. It's coconut covered cashew. Y'all, it was delicious. It was uh-huh. delicious.
Best coconut covered cat shit you've ever had. Yeah. Oh. You know, that sound we're going to be hearing on Saturday night, you know.
Ooh, can't wait.
You know, so we'll be ringing out the old and ringing in the new, you know, sending Father Time down the road, sending to the farm in upstate, upstate.
Yeah, and y'all, there's some special guests coming to town this week to see Big Fatty and I, and so got that coming up. We'll tell you about that next week.
Yes. Ooh. You know, it's that time of year when we're ringing in the new and getting rid of the old. And, you know, it's... We don't want to forget the old, but...
The elderly are important, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, it's just important to remember the old, especially the ancient.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Speaking of balls dropping...
Oh, I can't click the vomit sound again.
Oh.